During the recession, cash-strapped states have cut tobacco quit programs. In Wisconsin, they were slashed by half. Now a study by Penn State University shows how states can actually come out ahead. Researcher Christopher Hollenbeck says the study does take into account tax revenue lost when smokers quit. It also tallies up lost sales by tobacco retailers.
The question is, how much do we lose relative to the benefits that we get? And even accounting for that tax loss and income loss, the benefits still outweigh the costs at the level of society.
In Wisconsin, tobacco taxes are now $2.52 a pack, bringing in more than $700 million annually to state coffers. But smoking-related illness costs the state an estimated $2.3 billion a year. Dr. Michael Fiore is with the UW Center for Tobacco Research and Intervention.
The dollar invested in tobacco control in Wisconsin reaps benefits far beyond that dollar spent. We can help people to quit, and in that way, make them more productive at the work site and save the downstream healthcare costs.
A full course of anti-smoking medication and or counseling can range from $200 to nearly $500. The Penn State study shows in nearly every case, Wisconsin would come out ahead by funding anti-smoking programs. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.